There were a number of dedicated amateur radio operators in a dozen or so countries that had assembled stations capable of making the ultimate long-distance QSO, with one goal in mind, to be the first to work all six populated continents on the globe. The Worked All Continents WAC Award, said club president Phil McGinnis, WA3NUF. The Pack Rats were very early experimenters of EME communications, thanks to a donation of a 20-foot stressed dish antenna by Al Katz, N2UYH, who is now a silent key, and an EME station was assembled at a rural sheep barn in Revere, Pennsylvania. Station W3CCX/3 began making EME contacts, but the major obstacle to obtaining the WAC award was the lack of an EME station on 432 MHz on the South American continent. Through a long series of coincidences, hard work by the Pack Rats to help assemble and transport to South America 20 boxes and crates, the longest box being 6 feet or less, and a seaside college in Barranquilla, Colombia, 6 months of very intense effort ultimately paid off. In early July of 1976, six Pack Rats headed to Barranquilla with the call sign HK1TL. In 1 week of operating, the expedition made 16 contacts, but since they were the only station in South America, it was one short of the six continents needed for the WAC award in Colombia. Meanwhile, in Revere, Pennsylvania, the W3CCX-3 station, manned by Dave Mascaro, WA3JUF, completed a contact with HK1TL on July 29, 1976, achieving the goal of connecting the final continent needed to give the Mount Airy VHF Radio Club WAC on the 70-centimeter band. But the story doesn't end there. The application for the WAC award was mailed and received. There was an issue with the application, but no one remembered the details or recalled what actions were taken at the time, but the club never received a certificate. With the help of retired ARRL Chief Executive Officer Dave Summer, K1ZZ, ARRL Radio Sport and Field Services Manager Bart Jenke, W9JJ, and current Chief Executive Officer David Minster, NA2AA, the ARRL went above and beyond to rectify the Mount Airy VHF Radio Club lost EME WAC award application, said McGillis. The award now was dated June 6, 1977. Thanks to Phil McGillis, WA3NUF, and Walt Bowman, K3BPP,